Welcome, 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 welcome back to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Thursday to you. It's Thursday, October the 15th. For you longtime listeners, I want to thank you guys coming back. For the people who are, this is your first time listening to this podcast, I want to thank you for listening. If you don't know too much about this podcast, you know, again, my name is Keith Pompey. I am the 76ers beat writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer, so you can read my stuff in Inquirer.com. You could go to the Philadelphia Inquirer, Philadelphia Daily News. You could follow me on Twitter at Pompey on Sixers, and you could also use the same name, Pompey on Sixers, to follow me on Instagram. But I come to you guys 5 days a week on this podcast with the Locked On Sixers Network. Locked On Network. So you can come here and you can get this, keep up with your team. Like I said, the only podcast in the area or anywhere that does it 5 days a week. So today, I want to talk about Rajon Rondo. There's reports that came out last night that Rajon is expected to opt out of the final year of his deal with the Lakers. And while the Lakers were playing in the championship, and I was talking to a couple friends, and they were saying that, hey, Rondo would be a huge pickup for the Sixers. And we'll talk about that, you know, in the first segment if it's feasible. The second segment, there's a report that Dave Yeager, you know, if he doesn't get the Indiana job or a head coaching job, you know, he's becoming a coaching candidate with the 76ers under Doc Rivers, assistant coach. So we'll talk about that. Then in the third segment, we'll just, you know, go over some tidbits, anything that's happening. So that's what we have for today's show. But, you know, Rajon Rondo. You know, Rondo made the minimum last year, the veteran minimum. Well, this year, giving last, he made, you know, made that this season. He's in line to get, he has a player option, right? He has a player option of $2.6 million, right? It's actually $2,619,605. $2,619,605. That's what his player option is for, right? Is a veteran minimum. Now, the thing is, when you look at the 76ers, I mean, they have like Anthony Davis, who has a player option, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope player option, Bradley Beal, JaVale McGee, Rondo, of course. And then you have guys like Markieff Morris, Jared Dudley, Deion Waiters, Dwight Harris, and Antetokounmpo, Kostas Antetokounmpo. He's a restricted free agent. But here's my thing. They got a lot of guys coming off the books. So it makes a lot of sense for Rondo to say, you know what, you guys, I'm going to opt out of this player option because he's going to get more money. And he did help them win a championship. You know, he was the third best player on that team in the playoffs, in the bubble. So he did a lot. Now, the thing is, I know the Sixers' money is tight. I know. And if he's going to opt out of that, because he knows he could get more money. Now, again, I know the cap is crazy. No one knows what the cap is going to be right now. This and that. So, some people may say he's gambling. But when you look at these guys coming off the books, and you look at what he did for that team, the leadership he provides, the Lakers would be foolish not to give him more money. Right? That's just how it is. Now, the Sixers. When you talk about Rondo, you talk about his first championship in 2008 came with who? Doc Rivers as the coach. You talk about how, you know, Rondo was a great point guard, is a great point guard. The problem is, and believe me, Rondo would be a great fit. The problem is, do the Sixers have the money to give him what he wants? I mean, do they? Or do they have the money? Now, you have to try to see how things are going to work with him. You have to make that phone call. You have to reach out to his agent and says, hey, look, what is he asking for? How can we make this work? Because I'm here to tell you, if you had Rajon Rondo with this Sixers team, that is the veteran leader that they need. Really, it is. He is the veteran leader that this team needs. And when you think of it, like, you hear stories of when he was in Chicago. And, you know, you heard the stories about, you know, the discord that Jimmy Butler had with some of the younger players and Dwayne Wade. Rondo was the one who took the young guys under their wing. You hear with when he goes to New Orleans, how he enjoyed playing with AD, Anthony Davis, and AD loved playing with him. And you think of the success that team had while Rondo was there, right? You think of how he goes to the Lakers right now, and when LeBron comes down hard on guys, you know, shows that tough love, who's the guy that takes the young guys out? And who's the mentor to him? Now, again, this team isn't as young as Sixers as people, you know, as people want to make them out to be. I mean, you have Ben Simmons, an all-star. You have Joel Embiid, an all-star. But Ben Simmons, all NBA, you know. But at the same time, when you need a leader in the locker room, that's Rondo. When you need a veteran guy who can come in and give you buckets, if you want to keep Ben at the power forward spot, Rondo could be the point guard. If you don't want to do that, you know, Rondo could come off the bench and help out. It's not about who starts the games. It's about who closes the games. But look, y'all, you remember Built Bar? I used to always talk to y'all about Built Bar. You know, Built Bar, I'm telling you, I still eat the things. I just haven't been talking about it a while lately. I don't know why. Maybe I'm all caught up in the pandemic, caught up with the stuff that was happening in the bubble, trying to pay attention to that. But I still get that Built Bar at least once a day. And that's what I'm saying, at least once a day. It's like I can't go without it, right? And right now, you know, the improved Built Bar is even more delicious-er, if that's a word. I'm seriously. It was delicious before, but it's even more delicious-er, right? I mean, now they got new flavors. They got the caramel brownie. They got the cookie and cream. They got the cherry barcola, lemon almond cheesecake. Oh, man, that sounds bad. Sounds good, but bad for my diet. The carrot cake and the apple almond crisp. Now, the thing about it is, I said all this stuff sounds bad, right? But it's actually good for you. It's actually good for you. So what you need to do is, you know, you got to go to builtbar.com, right? And what you do is use the promo code, right? Use a promo code locked on, LOCKED on, and you'll get $10 off your next order. Use promo code locked on for $10 off at builtbar.com. All right, y'all, I want to thank you for coming back. And again, I talked to you about this podcast. You know, wherever you subscribe to this, your podcast, go get this one. Again, I said this is the only podcast that covers the 76ers 5 days a week. Some come here. And, you know, and if you don't want to listen, I mean, just this podcast, go all over the Locked On Network. We cover all 30 teams. And we do a damn good job of it, if I might add. So come to Locked On, not just the Locked On Sixers, but the whole Locked On Network to get your podcast. Now, before we talked about Rondo, and I was right, and I believe that Rondo would be a great fit for the Sixers. I honestly do. The thing is, I kind of think that, you know, he's going to get more money to stay in La La Land with the Lakers. I think the Lakers are going to want to try to run it back. But if I'm the Sixers, if I could try to make this thing work. Honestly, I have to see if I can make it work. That's how it is. So, Elton Brand, Doc Rivers, you got to work that magic, players. Y'all got to work that magic to see if you could go get this guy. Because right now, there's one guy out there I think that can make it happen, help you guys out, and that's him. Really, I do. I think he could. I really do. Now, as far as Dave Yeager goes, you know, he's a candidate for the Indiana job, right? But also, there's a report that Dave could, you know, possibly, you know, become, you know, he's a candidate for the Sixers assistant coaching job, which I think, you know, he would be a good fit. My thing is, you know, right now, when you look at what Doc Rivers is trying to do, you know, this is the second guy that he went after that had former head coaching ties. First was Alvin Gentry, now you got Dave, right? You know, Dave, the thing with Dave is, you know, he was, you know, in the NBA G League, CBA, all that other stuff. He was a successful coach. He's a guy who came up and earned it, so to speak. I mean, he worked his way up to becoming a head coach. And he wins titles, at other stops before he came to the NBA. And he went to, you know, Memphis. He was there for a couple of years as an assistant. And all of a sudden, you know, he became the defensive guru for them, for the Memphis Grizzlies. He replaced Lionel Hollins. Well, then he, you know, his stint there ends. And then he goes to Sacramento. And, you know, a little bit of success. But it just seemed like it wasn't really, I can't say it was it wasn't an on the court fit. Now again, you get based off wins and losses, but let's just say there were some problems within that organization. One front office guy in particular, he didn't get along with. At the end of the year, he and that guy, you know, were let go. But you know, to me, this is a guy who can come in here and he could help the defense out, right? Now, the only thing is, he's going to be a candidate for a head coaching job. He is right now. So if he comes, I don't think that it's going to be one of those things that, okay, Doc has a five-year contract. This brother isn't going to be here for 5 years. I mean, let's just say he'll be here for a couple seasons or a season at best. And then from there, you know, you see him going somewhere else and getting a job. That's my impression of the whole thing. You know, I don't think that the Philadelphia 76ers are like a destination for him. You know, I see it as a place that he'll come. You know, he's getting that NBA paycheck. He's basically putting his names out there. People are seeing what he's doing. And then a year later, he's gone. I mean, it's kind of sort of like how Monty Williams was with the Sixers 2 years ago, or how Mike D'Antoni was with the Sixers maybe, 5 years ago, 4 years ago. You know, it's one of those things where you come here, you know, people see your defense. He's going to get praised for it. You know, he's going to do this. He's going to be a good soldier. And then next thing you know, at the end of the year, there's going to be an opening and he's going to get the job. You know, is to me, this might be all about, you know, reshaping his image, so to speak. But I mean, we'll see. I mean, the word is out there. I mean, but again, we can't count him out that he's not going to get a head coaching job this summer. All right, y'all, I want to thank y'all for hanging in there. Coming back to me, you know, when we talked about Rajon Rondo and we talked about Dave Yeager, I mean, these are two people who, you know, I'm not saying could be linked to the Sixers, but they could be, right? I mean, let's be real. Like, you know, I'm pretty sure we're going to start seeing these reports and stuff is going to happen where, hey, they need to go after Rajon, right? Well, hey, I was one of the first people to say it, right? So pat me on the back. Pat me on the back. Just joking. But, and then you saw the Jaeger thing. So when you think of that, you talk of like all the things that the Sixers have to get accomplished. There's a lot. I mean, right now they need to upgrade the roster if they can. They also need, Doc needs to hire some coaches, right? And then we also talked about the front office. You know, there's a lot of things. So, you know, it's a lot of moving parts going on with the Sixers right now. And then we didn't even talk about the draft. Like, you know, right now the 76ers got the 21st pick. There's really, you know, there's some stuff coming out, but this is like a weird year. Like, the season just ended. A lot of these college cats haven't played since like April, you know, or early March, right? Some of them. And it's like, you think about it, it's just months been going by and by and by and by. And in the past, they always had like the, what is it? And the NBA draft combine in Chicago. They had the draft lottery. You would go to Chicago. Before the draft lottery, used to be in New York. But then it went to Chicago. So you would go there. A couple of the top picks were there. You would talk to them, you know, get a little quick interview with them. Then from there, you would go to the draft combine. And a lot of the top lottery guys wouldn't be there. But late first round selections would be there. You ask everyone who they're talking to. They haven't really had that. Well, they haven't had that. Now, what they did have this year was they had like a little virtual thing where you get on there and there was a couple of draft picks, I mean, potential draft candidates out there, and you asked them several questions. But it wasn't the same. It's not the same. So, like for a team like the 76ers, a team that's going to get the 21st pick, you know, this draft, as far as the hype, lost a lot of luster just because it's not like people aren't talking about these guys. They're just not. Now, again, for if you're a top five pick or maybe even top 10 lottery pick, top 13, 14, you know, people are going to talk about you because, you know, it's like, okay, well, here's the players that we know are going to get picked. Okay, well, are they going to go get him? Or are they going to go get that person? But even still, like, the Sixers practice facility, like, people aren't going there. You know, I mean, they're bringing people in for interviews, like, you know, general manager candidates or, you know, assistant general manager candidates, what have you. Doc was in there, you know, Ty Lue, D'Antoni, guys like that came there. But for the most part, it's like it's been closed. So it's not like they're inviting me to say, hey, we got these guys who are projected to go late in the first round coming. Nah, it's not that party. It's not that type of party. So it's a lot going on. But, man, I'm telling you, this draft, it's like it's just not a lot of hype. It's not. Now, to me, the big question is, do the Sixers keep the pick? I mean, honestly, like, if you're trying to get rid of a player or you're trying to get someone else and you want to, like, clear up some space or you want to do a lot of roster moves, who's to say, like, a team who you really want to trade a player to says to you, look, man, I need that 21st pick, too. You know, so it's not a definite that the Sixers are going to, like, select someone at 21. I mean, you assume that you would think that they would, but it's not. Like, you know, it's one of those things where we have to wait and see. So, I mean, honestly, like, if the Sixers could get rid of, let's just say the Sixers are going after really want Buddy Hield, right? And Sacramento says, okay, but you got to give us that 21st pick. Do you think the Sixers would do it? Yeah, I do. I do. You know, that's just how it is. Or if the Sixers want to move up or something like that and someone says, okay, but you got to give us a player and that 21st pick, would they do that? Yep. So, you know, but when you start giving away players and stuff, you got to bring something back too, though. That's the one thing you got to understand. You got to bring something back. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens November 18th. But I want to thank you guys for listening to this podcast. And I want you guys to have a great day. And again, You can go and subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to subscribe to podcast at. And also, like I said, you know, in your free time, make sure you go ahead and follow me on Twitter at Pompey on Sixers. You can also follow me on Instagram, and do yourself a favor and read all the articles on Enquirer.com, not just Sixers, everything. If you're into politics, you're into NFL, you're into sports, you're into business, come to Enquirer.com. We got you. And also do the same. Pick up the Philadelphia Enquirer and also pick up the Philadelphia Daily News. Peace.